What the mountains are silent about. In Chechnya, you can watch the Greater Caucasus Mountains rise queerly along the southern border, like a man newly gone from this place, disappeared for wanting wrongly. Some might say his wings are snow-capped peaks, but I don't believe in angels or heaven, so I wonder if those mountains aren't just piles of ash. And if they could speak to us, would it be in a low whistle that shivers pine needles like limbs bound and trembling from the electrical current pulsing through them? Would they scream, the kind that musters all its breath from the tenderized flesh of a violet bruise, or the space where bone fractures into sharp shards of what once held his body together? Listen. You can hear his pained cry in your own closeted dreams. You know the weight of these mountains. You've always been here, holding your truth deep within like a flesh of Paleogene rock, because if you made a sound, they'd come for you. They'd make you crumble.